Ready? Okay, we'll go ahead and call the committee to order, and the secretary will take the roll, please.
Vice Chair Keenan.
Present.
Representative Beatty.
Excused.
Representative Binkley.
Here.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
Excused.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Here.
Representative Falk.
Here.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Representative Gillette.
Here.
Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Hellegard.
Here.
Representative Hopkins.
Here.
Representative Keough.
Here.
Representative Mercer.
Excused.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Nave.
Here.
Representative Stuart Paraguay.
Here.
Representative Reed.
Here.
Representative Emmer Gear.
Excused.
Representative Schillinger.
Here.
Representative Tuss.
Here.
Representative Windy Boy.
Here.
Chair Jones.
Here. A quorum is present. We are ready to do business. We have one here bill to hear today. Information-wise, we have four bills tomorrow. So this should be short now that our sponsor, Representative Representative Buttrey, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, esteemed members of the Appropriations Committee. I'm Representative Ed Buttrey. I represent House District 21, which is the north side of Great Falls in the community of Black Eagle. And I'm pleased to bring before you today House Bill 175. This bill was crafted at the request of the Office of Budget and Program Planning. So if you remember back, House Bill 632 from the last legislative session appropriated funding received by the state from the federal government as part of the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA. House Bill 632, Section 7, contained funding for capital projects using what we call Section 604 funds. At the time of the bill passage, it was understood that these funds could be used for these capital projects. In that light, the executive submitted five projects for federal approval using these Section 604 funds. Unfortunately, the state was later notified by the federal government that these projects were not eligible uses of the 604 funds, and that broadband was the primary eligible use for these funds. So due to this, the executive proposed to the LFC to fund switch the capital project 604 funds in House Bill 632, Section 7, with the state fiscal recovery funds, or what we call the Section 602 funds, which are in House Bill 632, Section 9. And those fund the broadband program. So this fund switch was about $120 million. So of these funds, the executive obligated approximately $63 million for those five capital projects that I spoke about. And so this leaves about $57 million left over. And this is where House Bill 175 comes into play. The ARPA Communications Advisory Commission and the ARPA Economic Transportation and Stabilization Workforce Development Commission, each one of those commissions have voted contingent on passage and approval of this bill, House Bill 175, to allocate $13.1 million to the Department of Labor to replace the obsolete unemployment insurance information system and to use the remaining funds, which is about $44 million, to fund additional broadband projects. The governor received these recommendations from the ARPA commissions and has approved the funding also contingent upon passage of House Bill 175. So bottom line is House Bill 175 enables implementation of the commission recommendations by amending the language in Section 26 of House Bill 632, which precluded the line item transfer of funds between those affected program sections. The fiscal net impact or net fiscal impact is zero. You can see that on the fiscal note. Passage and approval of House Bill 175 will simply allow the Department of Administration and Department of Labor and Industry to be allocated these appropriations and move forward with the commission recommended and governor approved projects. I'd be happy to stand for any questions.
Thank you. Are there proponents? Ms. Sasano.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Amy Sasano. That's S-A-S-S-A-N-O. I am the Deputy Budget Director. I'm here in that role from the Budget Office, but also in my role as a member of the ARPA Executive Team, and also on behalf of Scott Mendenhall, who is the ARPA Director. First off, I want to thank Representative Buttrey for carrying probably the most in-the-weeds bill that you maybe might see this session, but it's also hopefully one of the shortest ones. I think Representative Buttrey did a great job of explaining what the bill does, and we would just ask for your expedient approval of this bill.
Thank you. Additional proponents? Proponents online?
There are none, Mr. Chair.
Are there opponents? Opponents online?
None, Mr. Chair.
Informational witnesses?
None, Mr. Chair.
Okay, questions from the committee. Representative Wendy Boy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question for the sponsor.
Representative Buttrey.
Mr. Chair, Representative Wendy Boy.
Mr. Chairman, there's three words that caught my attention. Governor approved projects. Is there a list of projects that was that you have that was approved by them, not processed?
Mr. Chair, Representative Wendy Boy, I don't know the specifics on those five capital projects. If we could refer that to Ms. Sasano, I think she has that data.
Redirect.
Redirect, Ms. Sasano.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wendy Boy, the five projects, you could call it six, I combined two into one, are some improvements to classroom space and technology at the Montana Law Enforcement Academy. I can't remember what my own acronyms mean right now. It's also some of the same funding, $885,000 for classroom and technology improvements at the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind, $51 million for the Air Aviation Facility in Billings for the Army National Guard or the Air National Guard, some funding in the Department of Corrections to purchase a facility to be used and leased to the Butte Pre-Release Center, and then two appropriations to the Department of Justice that were specifically lined out in Section 7 of House Bill 632 for morgue and crime lab renovations and additional space.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Another question?
Follow up?
Ms. Sasano, where does Montana Broadband fit in, or does it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wendy Boy, so Section 9 of House Bill 632 included an appropriation of $275 million for broadband. Of that, when you take out administrative costs, it equated to $266.5 million for actual projects. So the initial fund switch of $120 million did not change the amount of that funding for broadband. It just changed the color of the money. And then the additional $44 million that Representative Buttrey spoke about would be for additional projects. So the projects that are currently approved by the Communications Advisory Commission or recommended by them, approved by the governor, and are now in contract negotiations with the winning providers, except for $44 million that's waiting on the approval of this bill, totals just over $300 million in projects.
One more question, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up.
And the reason why I was asking about the governor-approved project and whatnot is, has there been any outreach to the tribes who are in dire need of broadband?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wendy Boy, it is my understanding that the Department of Administration was in contact with the tribes, and I know that at least one tribal government applied for a project that they subsequently withdrew because they got external federal funding for, and that was in Browning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I have one last one. So with these, is there like a deadline, or is that deadline already done and passed for tribal governments to pursue?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wendy Boy, for this pot of money, that deadline has passed. There are additional broadband funds with more stringent requirements around the expenditure of those funds, and they require a bit more upfront planning, and tribes would certainly be eligible and should be notified of when those funds become available.
Thank
those
you,
are from the infrastructure, whatever it just stands for.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So one last question to that effect. So when this comes about, is there like direct notification for these to be. The tribal governments are notified.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wendy Boy, since I'm not integrally involved in that program, I can't answer that question. I do know that the coordinator or director of Indian Affairs is participating with them. So whether it's directly to tribes or through her, it's one of those things.
Thank you.
Additional questions? Representative Caffaro.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is also for Ms. Sasano.
Ms. Sasano.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Sasano, could you please go through the list of the projects again?
Of course.
And the level?
So, Mr. Chairman, Representative Caffaro, the upgrades at the Montana Law Enforcement Academy was $269,265. The improvements at the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind were $885,000. The facility to be built in Billings for the Air National Guard is $51,481,500. The funds for the Department of Corrections were $8,050,000. And the funds to the Department of Justice was $2 million. And those total $62,685,785.
Follow up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Ms. Sasano, could you please remind again what the DOC and DOJ funding was for?
So the Department of Justice, there was two specific line items in House Bill 632. One was for the morgue in Billings, and one was for the crime lab.
Thank you.
And in the Department of Corrections, I believe the state has completed a contract to purchase what was previously known as the Acadia facility on the flats of in Butte, and that the Butte Pre-Release Center will be relocated from the space that they have in Uptown Butte to that facility once some renovations are done.
Okay, thank you.
Additional questions? Since so many committee members are new, just a little background here. So when ARPA arrived, the federal rules always lag. It was pretty difficult for the legislature to appropriate ARPA because the rules of engagement weren't very clear initially. So we sat down with two bills, one of which is 632 that's referenced here, and tried to lay out a process by which ARPA was going to be distributed. And that process ended up with three advisory committees. The legislative advisory committees had made recommendations to the governor, a combination executive advisory committees. When we completed the funding divisions within the bill, we based it upon our best information at that time. And again, a lot of you here remember writing on the whiteboard in the room here trying to get it figured out. Ultimately, the federal rules changed, as federal rules often do, and they caused us to have initially assigned some of the money, hence the color of the money, assigned the money incorrectly to the pots. And so the ARPA recommendation committees have all met on this money. These are recommendations that existed from the legislators this summer from this process to the governor. The challenge is we have for the lack of terms, color of the money problem, we had to switch money between two of the areas. And so most of these projects were discussed, either some directly listed, as Vice Chair Caffaro brought up, in the bill itself. Others were brought up by the commissions with the governor. And as a result, for the recommendations to go forward, either directly listed in the bill or from the governor, the color of the money is not correct because the federal rules evolved different than we thought. So that was, for those of you that won't hear, hopefully I got that reasonably correct. And for those that you won't hear, now at least you know what the background story is. And with that, additional questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none, if the sponsor would like to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Ms. Sassano. That was an accurate description. Members, I do sit on the Communication Advisory Commission, which is the Broadband Commission, and that's part of House Bill 632 and ARPA. And as the chairman stated, we did the best we could in 632 and within the commission to figure out how we were going to move forward with this money, but we didn't have substantial federal guidance. We didn't have the rules released. So we needed to make some adjustments, which is why we're bringing this bill before you. Representative Windy Boy, there are communities that are, we do provide outreach to different communities. The state does have a roadshow where they go out and they talk about the broadband opportunities with different areas of the state. We are completing the ARPA work. The commission has recommended to the governor the projects to fund. We did recommend including that $44 million that we're hoping to get accomplished with this bill, and there are folks that are waiting for those monies. But there are other federal programs coming down the line. The next one is called BEAD, and it has different federal guidance, but we're taking a lot of the lessons we learned in 632 in the Communication Advisory Commission, and we're going to put those forward for the new program, which is a significantly larger chunk, potentially significantly larger chunk of money. So there's going to be more opportunities. This is a critical piece of legislation. Hopefully we can get it across the finish line and allow more of these broadband projects to be funded. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. That closes the hearing on House Bill 175. I'll throw it out to folks. Do we want to do executive action today? Is there any objection to doing executive on this bill? I'll wait if there is. Seeing no objection to doing executive on the bill, Mr. Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll move due pass on House Bill 175.
I've heard the motion of the Vice Chair. Is there discussion? Seeing none, we'll try a voice vote. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there opposition? Okay, let's just say that it passes unanimously. Okay, with that, I have, unless somebody else has got something for the good of the order, that's what I have for today. Tomorrow we will have a much longer hearing schedule, several more hearings. So, Representative Windy Boy?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, like in the last session, we had like a threshold. Does that still stand for bills, like 50,000, whatever?
Oh, coming from the floor. So our re-referral, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. So right now our re-referral threshold, bills get re-referred to us if they exceed $50,000 annually.
Okay.
So it's $100,000 biannually, $50,000 annually.
Okay.
Are supposed to be referred to us, whether on a fiscal note or within the language of the bill, right? Even if it's got an internal appropriation. If you're spending more than that amount, annual or biannual, then the bills will be re-referred to us. Any additional? Okay, with that, we are adjourned.